finally, just give me your hot take, like your big prediction for this year.
Oh, we make the playoffs. My hot take is it's not even a hot take. We're making the playoffs. We have to make the playoffs. We have to.
Just find a way to win. That's the bottom line.
Playing hard, playing for my team, just bringing energy every day, every game.
Stick with the process, getting better every day.
Keep pushing, try to take it day by day.
One day at a time.
One play at a time.
We just worry about the next game.
Just got to build each day.
The approach stays the same, whatever it takes to win.
One day at a time.
Just going out there, playing hard, leaving it all out there.
I continue to learn, continue to grow while we're winning.
Playing unselfish, playing for one another, kind of playing for something bigger than themselves.
We just got to continue to make ourselves better as we keep going forward.
Play together, play hard.
Focus on winning that game, winning the next game. You just keep winning.
Winning is way more fun than fun is fun.
We have finally clinched a playoff seed, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out for another episode of Garden Knicks Podcast. I'm your host, Apollo Reed, here with the cousin Rick the Ruler and the big bro Andre Jalil. How y'all feeling tonight, man? Really, Dre?
What's going on? Yeah, we clinched the playoffs.
You know, bro, we just clinched the playoffs. This is how you want to act?
No, I'm just saying. I had to wear my mask just so they recognize, they remember the GUK. And y'all be making me sick, so I figured I'd start it off.
Listen, man. Shout out, Joe. Shout out to the chat. Regular Joe is here. He's not here, but he's here in the chat.
Yeah, what up, baby?
You know what I'm saying? Jose Garcia, best player of the game. Obi fake passed to Isaiah, then Curls caught past the ground for three. Man, Obi had himself a game tonight. He had himself a game tonight, man. And that was great.
Let me see the numbers.
That was great to watch. You ask? That's what you're going to get. So, of course, tonight, like everybody, there was a great game. Four guys had 20 points, 20 plus points. Like that's something that, and this comes out. This is without with RJ or Julius Randle. We came in there and we clinched a playoff berth by beating the Wizards, 118-109. So, I mean, let's start with Jalen. Let's start with Jalen. Jalen Brunson tonight, 27 points. Five turnovers. We don't like that, but
it's not typical.
Not typical. You know what I mean? That's the thing. It's not typical. Eight assists, three rebounds, 4-for-5 from the free throw line, 1-for-3 from the 3-point line, and 11-for-20 from the field in 39 minutes. A hell of a game by Jalen, man. He definitely came out with the energy that he, you know, I think actually he didn't even score his first bucket until to make it 19 was his first bucket. These other guys were balling. Anything all right over there, Dre?
The little cut off every. I don't know. That's one of the things I got to figure out.
I just want to make sure Dre didn't get kidnapped. You know what I'm saying? Because stuff be happening.
Go black.
Strange to go black. He come back and he not sitting there. I was like, yo, what happened?
You see the chair spinning?
they just graduated and spun the chair like. Yeah. Anyway, but so yeah, man. Great game by Jalen Brunson. He just, like he said, in that interview, which Dre said, you said you don't even remember that, right?
I don't even remember that, John. I think that was from the beginning. Yeah, I forgot that they did that.
Right. Yeah, that was. I think it was his first like little first media with his jersey on kind of thing. But yeah, man, he assured it. Like, we're going to the playoffs. Like, it's happening. And it's not by way of the play-in. But, you know, we actually did what we were supposed to do, came out, and made sure that we got in there. And by his leadership, you know, and also Julius, you got to give him his credit. Julius came out there this year, and I think he's giving you, 25-10? You know what I mean? Like, it's as much as he's frustrating.
We 2-0 without Julius, though.
Yeah, I mean, good.
See, they picked up the slack. Q Grimes, 27. Obi, yeah. 21.
This really was, I mean, if we really want to be real, this was really about Quentin Grimes. Quentin Grimes really had himself a hell of a game tonight.
That boy was shooting like 4 feet behind the 3-point line, like it was nothing.
Yeah, he was just pulling up. It was one play, Jalen threw him the ball right on top, cool. Like few feet back, and he just pulled up. I was like, okay, all right,
six of 11 from line, from behind the arc, man.
That's, you know, and that's
54% right there.
54%, you know what I mean? 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 9 of 17 from the field. We're still above 50%.
I don't know. We should still put him on a bench.
Yeah, no. We got to bench
him. Yeah, we got to bench him.
We have to bench Grimes. The only way we're going to go deep in the playoffs is if we bench
Grimes. Yeah, all these others, for the stupid fans out there.
Can't have him coming out here scoring all these points to help the team win.
Got
to bench him.
Come on.
Plus minus plus 16. Like, nah, what are we doing with him starting?
Like Joe says, man. Everybody is where they're supposed to be. That's it. Just chill out. Y'all want these GMs are so crazy. These Knicks GMs, like, y'all are really the reason why people.
Everybody's a GM. Dude, I would love to see what a team would look like with these dudes that what they talking about.
Oh my God. Perennial lottery team. Like every year. Every single year they be in the lottery.
I ain't gonna front though. When I saw Evan Fournier was out there playing, I got a little nervous.
I mean, he had to play tonight. I mean, you missing RJ. You're missing Julius. Like, he had to play. And it was crazy because Obi, you know, without Julius, you're like, oh, Obi's going to get a lot of minutes. And
definitely I think got a lot of minutes tonight.
He definitely got a lot of minutes. But if you really look at his – he only played 9 minutes in the first half, which was crazy. I was like, all right, well, what's up there? You know what I'm saying? Like, is everything cool? Like, did they Obi do something? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think he played every – did he play every minute for the rest of the game?
Yeah, he played the entire second half.
Yeah, he played the entire second half, you know? So I was worried there. I was like, all right, well, Julius is not playing, and then Obi only plays 9 minutes in the first half. Like, what's going on, Coach? Like, you know what I mean? Tell me what you really think about this guy. And he did. He told me exactly what he thought about him. And the second half, he put him in there, played every damn minute, basically. And I think that's exactly what happened. He had 9 of 15 from the field. Yeah, Andre, anything cool?
Wow, what happened?
Oh, I thought you looked at me because I stumbled. But no, 9 of 15 from the field, 3 of 8 from 3-point line. He was getting aggressive. He had 4 assists. The thing that I liked tonight about Obi is he was actually putting the ball on the floor and getting to his spots. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what I've been wanting him to do, is not just because he's become the kind of guy that just stands there and spaces the floor all game sometimes. And you don't I mean, yeah, you don't have to dunk the ball every single time. It's not, we don't need you just dunking the ball. Give me something else. You know what I mean? Like, that's the, you know, that's my thing. Like, just give me something else. It doesn't always have to be a dunk. And tonight there was some plays where he put the ball on the floor and he drove and got to the basket. And that's what you want Obi to be doing, man. You want him more comfortable in those situations because it's just, you know, it's very uncomfortable sometimes. Joe says, love the opening montage. Of course, man. Of course. These guys deserved it. They deserved it. Izzy say, yo, what's good, guys? What's good?
Peace. Izzy, what up, baby?
The thing about that opening montage, it's like, it sounds like they all were reading from the same script. And that's good because it shows that the team is one, you know, single-minded. Like they
from day one. From day one, too.
Yeah, great.
I think that what I like to see about Obi getting these minutes, I think these are like some more important minutes for him now.
Mm-hmm.
And with Julius being out, I feel like he might be even better off the bench now because – he's getting his minutes now, and it's just like, all right, I know what I could contribute at this point of the season and for the playoffs. This is what I'll be doing. Because what did they say? They said 2 weeks is when they'll reevaluate Julius.
Yeah, two weeks.
That's just time for the playoffs, which may or may not happen.
He'll be fine. I think Julius will be fine.
Yeah, he'll be back.
I think Julius will be fine. I think they're playing it safe because, you know, we just needed, like this game, we guaranteed a playoff spot if we lost the rest of the games. And I'm not saying I hope that happens, but we at least get the sixth spot. Yeah, right. I think it's real ill that we at least get the sixth spot.
Right.
And who's number three? We would end up playing who? Celtics?
I think it's Philly. Is it Philly?
Philadelphia, I think.
Yeah.
And so, I'm a big fan of Obi. I want to see him do his thing. And I just like seeing him get more minutes. You know, like you said, the first half is a little scary. Like, why is he not getting more time?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe they had a little chat with him. or they said, yo, Evan Fournier is moving kind of slow at the pace.
Speaking of that, Jose said, how slow did Fournier look today? Always slow than next. He looked very slow.
He looks old.
He looks old. I think the play where they actually took him out the game, I think he had played 7 minutes. And he did just a lazy ass pass. And then the guy just picked it off. And then it was like Grimes went right back in. And
coach yeah,
like,
what you doing?
What are you doing, bro? But, you know, shout out to him for being ready. You know what I mean? Shout out to him for being ready. I mean, he took one shot. It was 0-for-1. But, you know what I mean? That's just kind of what you expect.
He's out the groove.
Yeah, you're out the rotation. You don't really play. Mm-hmm. Say that again?
So, yeah, he's just a little rusty.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like CISA, Fournier legs look like he got some heavy cheeks recently.
He look like that all the time. Fournier better be the excuse that he always gets some.
That better be your excuse every single time.
Every single game, like, listen, you got some cheeks.
You're moving crazy, bro. Like, he just so.
I'm sorry. I had some real heavy cheeks before this game. Oh, the last game, honestly, before the last game too.
Usually before every game in practice.
For every game, I'm sorry, man, but I'm always. <heavy cheeks. laughs> I'm really sorry, but it just works out that way. But I just get some heavy cheeks before the game. Slows me down, but I'll knock down some trees if you need me to.
To have to apologize for getting cheeks is crazy.
Crazy.
It's crazy, yo. Yo, but anyway, I mean, it was definitely good that he was ready, but, you know, we definitely needed Grimes out there, and Coach put him right back in. But yeah, Obi definitely was a lot better tonight. This guy Corey Kispert was getting on my nerves. He was just knocking everything down.
Yeah, there was a few of them that was scaring me. I was like, yo, is this going to be one of those games?
I hope not.
Taj was knocking down threes. He was like 3-for-4. I was like, yo, if this was going to happen. Yeah, Toby. Obi was flying around. I like this guy.
Yeah, man, and that's the thing about it is, you know, I remember when he first got here, everybody's like, why is he staring at him? You know what I mean? Like, that was for the first 2 years, really. It was like, why is Obi staring at him? Like, that was one of the jobs right there that I like to see from Obi.
I just like his game so much at that position.
Yeah.
I just think that once he gets that groove and he knows where his spot is, where he got to be, what he means to the team, I think he's going to be special.
Right. He's a really good player, man. There's a lot of speculation of what
He's fast. You got a power forward cutting like that,
right? But that's the thing. Like, everybody speculates what he can be without Julius Randle. Man, there's a large stat rolled in. I'm glad that counted.
That is a good sign.
But there's a large group of people that believe that even if Julius Randle wasn't here, Obi wouldn't really be able to bring you anything on a night-to-night basis.
I think he
will. You know what I mean? I think he will. You know what I'm saying? I think he just needs to get comfortable. There's a lot he can do on the floor. He can bring the ball up. Look, he can attack.
He ran the floor.
And then you know what I mean?
He got past somebody.
He can do it all. He can do it all. I mean, that's the thing about Obi, man. He's just a unicorn in a way. But he's not great at anything outside of dunking. He can do other things, but he's not a specialist or elite at anything outside of,
you know, get that post game down. I think he'd be a little dangerous. If he get a post game down, I think he'd be dangerous, and just confidence.
Because I think what it is for him, he's very athletic. I just don't think he has a lot of technique. Mm-hmm. So even that last shot they had on that clip, where he just like ran into the lane and they kind of threw it up and he got the lucky bounce. Like, that's the kind of thing that, you know, it's not going to go in 9 times out of 10. If he gets a little more playing time and he figures out, like, you know, how to do these things, I think it'll definitely be dynamic.
Rhythm. Yeah, he just needs to get in rhythm more often and have those opportunities. I do think there is something to Obi that, like, maybe he'll be able to bring you something on a night-to-night basis, but he's not a guy you can run your offense through.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can see Obi giving you 15 to 20 points a night because of just situational things where he can just be in the right position and sometimes out jump someone and actually score. He's faster than most fours, you know what I mean, if we're being honest. More athletic than most fours. So I think there's a lot of opportunities throughout the game for him to just pick up easy buckets. But never a guy that you can say, like, Obi's going to get me 15 to 20 points tonight. Like, nah. If it happens, it's something that happens because he's usually in the right spot. But I don't.
What you mean off the bench?
What do you mean?
You said 15 to 20 points. He's not going to give you 15?
No, I'm saying the only way you can see Obi, like, if he's starting, like, can
if
I?
He's starting, I think he could give you 15 points at least a game.
15 to 20 points a game, you think so?
I think so. If he started,
if he started, not at all. I don't think the defense looks for him like that. I think they usually look for him to pass the ball, and then they know that he's going to dunk. So if he's out there shooting, like, I don't think the defense really looks for him. But if he keeps making shots like that, and then they give him enough time, I think that's when you'll start seeing he gets more defense, and then you'll see that he won't be as aggressive taking those shots.
Yeah. I think I don't know, man. Like,
it's definitely his position right now until he gets fine tuned skills.
Right, and that's kind of what I was saying. Like, a lot of people believe that he can bring you this on a night to night basis, and I'm saying no, because the game is going to decide what Obi is going to.
Yeah.
I got it. Obi won't decide that. He doesn't have the skill set yet at this point to really decide that.
All right, check it.
But I think the game will decide that.
What I like about Obi and why I think that he could easily get 15 points a game if he's starting is he's the first one down on the fast break. I feel like he's going to get you 10 points of those a game. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Which is only 5 baskets across the span of a game. I think on dunks, he'll get you 5 to 10 points on dunks, whatever the case may be. I think that he's cutting and slashing. I think a 15 to 20 point stat line for somebody like Obi. If you look at it, the game is so different. Like, dudes are like it seems like the points for teams is like 130 points a game. Like, teams just scoring points.
Yeah.
120, 130, you know what I'm saying? 100, like a defensive game is like 90 to 100 points.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think there's space if he's a starting power forward, and that's with him not backing anybody down. He could knock down a three. If he catches 3 3 pointers in a game, that's already 6 points. If he does anything from the free throw line, I think that if Obi, he might not be like as dynamic as not at this point as Julius, but if he got those consistent minutes every night, yeah. Obi, I think he'd get you 15. Yeah.
See, and the only reason why I ask that kind of question is like Emmanuel quickly plays. He's not
that boy gonna be. What are you getting this year? He gonna get a contract.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, as good as Quickly is, he only averages 14 points a game, and he averages
some nights it's your night, some nights it's not. I get you.
Yeah. So like I said, like, and that's someone who has a guaranteed go to. Like, they have go to moves. They can create their own shot.
Yeah. But Angel bench too. But he getting how many minutes right. He got?
That's the thing about Quickly. Even though he's coming off the bench, he's still averaging around 30 minutes a game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like let's actually double check that. Let's see how many minutes per game.
Tonight,
28.6 minutes per game. Yeah, so around he's almost 30 points a game, 30 minutes a game. I'm saying. So if Obi was starting, I can't guarantee that he's going to give me 15 points yet. I'm not sure. Like, I would love to believe it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even think this is a bad thing if he doesn't. You know what I'm saying? That's not even what I'm saying. I'm just saying that he doesn't have that go-to yet. So it's like, to see what he did tonight, putting the ball on the floor, being able to get to his spots and, you know, get some shots and actually have his three knocking down the way it's supposed to, the way we've been wanting him to do. I just don't see that he can be a 15 point per game scorer. And if he does, and if he can show us that from the bench,
yeah,
then that changes how people start looking at these guys. You know what I'm saying? But
I like the squad. I think we're gonna surprise people in the playoffs. Knicks fans, Wilden, what's up, baby? I see you.
my boy.
Yeah,
it's an
Andre, and we definitely made, we clinched that playoff spot. We could sit on our ass the rest of the season. You know what I mean? We could put the ball. We could let Fournier run it.
I'm a big
for the rest of the season.
All right. We want good habits here.
Concrete feet out there for the rest of the season.
We want good habits. We don't want.
And you know, Tibbs ain't having that. He gonna be like this. Run like, all right. We up 20, and all my stars are still in there. He don't play.
I can see him right now. Like after Fournier make a play, Jesus Christ. He like, I got it.
But I like this part. But he said something in the press conference today that I thought was important. He said, "We got young guys. Mm-hmm. Let them boys run."
Yes.
Tell them, listen, I want stops. You got enough young dudes out there. Mm-hmm. Where if you got to switch them out, they tired, do that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. I think that's the beauty about this team is you got a lot of young guys, especially guys like Quickly, man. Like he's
that boy special.
He's super special, man. Like this, you don't really see someone play this consistent off the bench. You know what I mean? Like he's more than just a sixth man of the year.
Let me ask you something.
Talk to me.
Let me ask you something. What you think his contract gonna look like? Because they said Jalen Brunson was overpaid until he started playing, and they was like, now he underpaid. What kind of contract you see this kid getting?
Quickly?
Yeah. Think he getting a six man of the year kind of contract?
I think I see Quickly getting around 20 to 24 million.
See, that's when they're gonna start talking about now you gotta start them.
No, I mean they don't work like that.
They pay you end of the year and then you start.
Yeah, like I mean, the thing is
he's capable though.
They're gonna pay him what he's worth. Whether he started or not,
they should pay him for sure.
They're gonna pay him what he's worth, whether he's starting or not. They can't pay him, and then because they paid him, now they gotta start him over Grimes. Because then that doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's not what's working. So he's gonna make his money. They're gonna pay him what he's worth because when that time comes for him to be an unrestricted free agent, they want the ability to still have first dibs. You know what I'm saying? So they're gonna make sure they treat Quickly right.
Hold on, he restricted?
Yeah, I mean he's off a rookie deal. He's off a rookie deal, so he's definitely restricted. Can't go nowhere.
I hope not.
We have Quickly. We have him. I mean, he can demand a trade, but we don't have. He's not that kind of player. Number one,
I don't think he's gonna do that. He a Christian. He a Christian man. He ain't gonna do nothing crazy like
that. Don't got nothing to do with it.
Where would he want to go?
I don't know.
And shit, that's what I'm saying. Like, where would you want to go? That's my.
If you win in New York, where you going?
If you win in New York,
if we get out the first round, where you going?
Nah, I'm good. I'm sitting right here. I'm sitting right here.
Now you're looking at next year. We could do better depending on what they do with RJ. I mean, depending on what they do with
RJ. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You're right. Say it. That's facts. Depending on what they do with RJ, depending on what RJ does himself. If RJ doesn't step up in the playoff and show that he can actually be something that helps you.
What happened to RJ today?
He was sick.
I've been like, RJ, just take your time, brother. Nah, go ahead. We got. Don't worry about it.
Bro, I'm even sitting Brunson.
The rest of the season?
Yeah, there's three games left.
That's what I'm saying. We clinched the spot. I mean, if you want to play the guys one more to make sure we get that five speed, if that's what you want, that five seed, if that's what you want.
But we might be playing and we might be playing all three games before that happens. Because it's like...
Because we got to wait to see how it all falls out by the end of the last
game. We have to win and then Brooklyn has to lose in order for it to be over.
If we lost every game and Brooklyn won every game, we still like the fifth seed, right? Like, no, they got to win three games.
We're the sixth seed if that happens. If
we got 44 right
if
now.
If we lose and Brooklyn wins...
Mm-hmm.
That evens us out.
Who got
to lose another one and they win?
They got 46 wins.
We can be in the 60 and we will be playing Philadelphia, which is not what we want.
I think they got to win. They got to win every.
They got to win one more. If that's the case, what are you saying? For us to stay in five, we got to win one more.
Well, we can win one the next game, and then Brooklyn can win one. And right. We got to win one more again.
Nah, we got to win one more, even if we lost the rest and then Brooklyn won the rest. If we got one more, we still one game better than them.
I think their record will be better.
Nah, they 43-35. We 46-33. If they win three more, they got 46 wins.
Yeah, right. We lose, but that means we have to lose. And that means if we're losing.
Yeah, that's what I said. If we won one more, though, we would have 47.
Right, right. But then they would have to win three for their last drink.
Exactly.
Right, right. So who they
squeezed out a win?
Brooklyn playing. I want to see them lose a couple.
They squeezed out a win tonight by one versus the Jazz. They was up by 20 and almost lost it and ended up only winning by one off of, I think, a free throw or some shit like that.
When is a win?
When is a win? So we need 48 to stay at five.
Everybody thought Brooklyn was going to fall off the whole thing.
Yeah, they're hanging around.
They're hanging around. I mean, you got you some good players.
Cam Johnson looked good.
IQ is definitely the third best player on this team. Depends on the night. It's between him,
Brunson,
him, and Grimes. It's between
him and Grimes. You're forgetting Julius.
Third best player.
Yeah, you're forgetting Julius. You said it's between him and Grimes as the third best player.
Yeah. I mean.
Nah, I think IQ is a better player.
It depends on the night.
I think IQ is a better player.
IQ is a better all around player.
Yeah,
he got more time. He's definitely.
Yeah. It's just the thing is that I can't say that because like Joe and I were saying. Speaking of Joe,
Joe's here. I knew he was going to be on that shit.
Welcome in. My guy, Joe. I'm sure the people are happy to see you.
What's up, man?
What's going on, my brother?
I gotta get my audio right.
Now you sound good. You sound good.
Nah, but I can't hear y'all through my headphones for whatever reason.
Turn your phone sideways. Why you always got it vertically on the
which is weird. You guys should. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But.
Dre said, turn your phone sideways. Does that even, would that even work?
Rick, where you going? Yeah. It automatically,
unless he has his screen locked. If he doesn't have his screen locked, then that's different.
Yeah, if his screen locked, it ain't going to help. Ricky, what you doing over there?
This camera is trash, man. I got to get a new one. If I move it just a little bit, it just shuts off.
If these people would give us some more likes, he could get a new camera. You know.
Word.
But.
Word. Y'all got to like and subscribe. Why y'all playing? First of all, why y'all playing?
Matter of fact, while we're in the topic, do me a favor. Go hit the like button while you're here. While you're sitting here. Go and hit the like button.
He going through some changes. He was like, let me get this thing started.
Joe had to. Real quick. He said, hold on real quick. Hey, and he's back. So, anyway, we need to win as many games as we possibly can. It's scary to just say bench Brunson for the rest of the game. I know. For the rest of the season. Yeah, it's scary to say bench Brunson for the rest of the season. But
I don't think they will. He'll probably pay like 5 minutes in the first, and then they'll bring him.
No, I think they want that fifth spot.
Yeah, we should get it.
Like homeboy put, he said the Nets can play the Magic two games. Just like, well, we got the Pacers too. We should win those two games.
We should.
I think they got one from us earlier in the season.
Yeah. But Magic might turn around and steal one. They might steal two from the Nets.
Magic is not a bad team.
If they do that.
Yeah, they played the Magic twice. So, I mean, we need Ben Carroll to go out there and go off. Seriously. Because, now the Nets just want to all of a sudden be a great team. Like, what's going on?
Like, without going on with that. Hey, let me tell you. What you think about this Dallas pick we might get, man?
So what is
Look, did Dallas win tonight?
No, I think they lost.
They lost by one. Kyrie fouled somebody in overtime.
It's beautiful. It's getting more and more beautiful. They said that we get that pick if they finish out of 10 like that.
Hold on.
Oh man, this is beautiful.
What is the because we don't have a pick this year. I don't think we have a pick this year. I'm trying.
Nah, if they lose, we get that pick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's important for them to lose, because we don't have a pick.
If yo, let me find out Dallas about to lose, and we're gonna get that pick.
The Mavericks.
We got Brunson and they pick.
Yo, the Mavericks are sitting at 11 right now.
They had a fighting chance. Them boys is listen. I'm loving it.
And is wow, yo, the West is crazy. As well as the Jazz were playing early in the season, they're 12th right now.
Mm. They were on fire early in the season.
Yeah, they just lost to Brooklyn tonight. That's who Brooklyn beat.
But Youngblood, he got hurt though. What's his name? He was on my fantasy team.
Who, Markkanen?
The kid with the braids.
What team are you talking about?
The Jazz.
Jazz.
Oh, Jazz. Who? Oh, Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been injured for like ever.
Man, the West Coast is, oh my goodness.
It's scary over there.
So right now the Bucks are in first, the Celtics are in second, Sixers are in third.
Hey, what you think a series against the against the 76ers look like if we played them though, for real?
It's not going to be fun because
we have no matchup.
It's Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid and James Harden are going to be at the free throw line all game long. And I don't want nothing to do with that at all. And they're going to go crazy from the three-point line. I'm good. I'm really good.
I'm good. Please, let's get the fifth spot.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying that it's a wash that we're going to beat Cleveland, but I'd rather see a series. Like, I really want to see a series. I don't want to see us get swept because of foul shots. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really going to piss me off. So, I'd rather somebody else deal with that, beat up on them a little bit, so that whoever we see coming out of this, I think we would end up playing the Celtics or the Bucks, whoever wins that series. And I think
I don't want to think about that.
First round.
Get out right the now. First round. Yeah. Cleveland. Take it one game at a time.
Cleveland. That's it. We're talking about
Cleveland. I wanted to talk about Hartenstein because he was playing pretty nice tonight. Like he had a couple of passes. Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple passes that were really nice. Very smooth. And I usually make fun of him because he always has at least one play every single game where he just literally throws the ball just away, like out of bounds.
Just away.
But, yeah. But tonight he was making some really nice passes and it just seemed effortless.
He's a mixed bag, man, because a lot of people, I remember not too long ago, people didn't care for Hartenstein at all. Yeah.
I didn't like him at first.
It was neither here nor there. I wasn't too excited about him. I didn't hate him, but I did think he was a good backup. We've seen a lot worse when it came to backups. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, all right, we got somebody in here at that position who we can really trust.
Now I'm good.
You good? You can hear
it? Yeah.
There we go. So, as you know what I mean, like we were talking about Hartenstein. Hartenstein, man, like he just does the right thing. He just makes the right plays. And that's the kind of guy that you want on your team, especially at that position. Like he's a Swiss Army knife, and he's usually out there with Josh Hart too. Josh Hart actually had a bad shooting game. He was 1-for-4 tonight, by the way, guys. That was treacherous.
You didn't get that one. All right. Next time.
What?
My chair was spinning that time after it came back on.
Oh no, I was looking at stats. I missed it. My bad. But yeah, Hartenstein was, you know, dishing and swishing. He even passed the bug a little bit to Mitch. Mitch had 4 assists tonight. Shout out to Jose for picking that up. So yeah, man. Tell me what you felt about Hartenstein, Dre. What are you talking about?
I think that boy hustling. I think that's what they picked him up for, to be a hustler. I don't think anything in particular. He's out there blocking shots. He's making it hard for dudes to come in there in the paint. He's not that great at rebounding, but he's doing his thing. He's up there trying to get to it. I see him hustling. I just think that's what you need from him. But those passes, you know, he's getting those easy baskets. I think he's got a little bit more space. With Julius not there, he's got to play a more offensive role, a bigger offensive role. Mm-hmm. And I think he's picking up the slack. He's not a great player, but I think he's one of those hustle players that you want to have on the squad. So I'm happy with him.
How about you, Rick?
I mean, I was saying, like, yeah, I really liked his passing tonight. It looked pretty smooth. He definitely plays hard. Like, if you look at his arms, he's all scratched up, so you know he's banging around down there. He still finds ways to get rebounds, so, you know. Keeps you off balance. How much did he score tonight? He had, backing in, looking, bounce pass Grimes. Grimes, Hartenstein,
flips it up and in. All movement. You got it? You got it?
Yeah, yeah, nine points. Not bad.
Yeah.
What's his season high? Like,
that's a good question. What is his season
high? He had like 10 the other night. To have that
kind of depth. I've seen him score. I think he had like 14 before. I've seen that. I've seen him score like 14
before. I don't know. He doesn't really look to score like that, so he really is there to set up the team.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm a big Hart fan. I think he's a hustle player. I love those kind of guys. Like, they're not always going to make all the best shots. They're going to miss layups. They're going to do silly shit. But they're gonna play hard all the time. And that's the problem with a lot of guys that we've had on our roster. Like, they can make shots, but, you know, they weren't going to play hard. You know what I mean? And we have a few guys here now that can actually do that. And, like, Hartenstein and Josh Hart. Joe, how do you feel about Hartenstein?
Best backup center in the NBA.
You think so?
That's me. I mean, if you could find me one better, maybe Naz Reid.
You ain't gotta come at me, bro.
No, I'm just saying. I'm messing with you. maybe Naz Reid, if you want to say that. But yeah, I mean, Naz definitely give you a little bit more scoring, but like, for sure. This guy give you on the glass, especially now. The defense, the passing, I don't know, bro. Like, is Naz more impactful than Hartenstein? Because I don't know if y'all seen, I think it's the last 10 weeks. The last 10 weeks, Hartenstein has the best on-off ratings in the NBA, bro. In the last 10 weeks, he is the most impactful player in the entire NBA. Wow. Think about that, bro. That is crazy. Crazy, bro. 10 weeks,
he's the most impactful player.
Who's this? Hartenstein? You got to say that again, because I just feel like
His on-off ratings, right? Like, his impact, the way the team plays, basically the way the team plays, like points per possession, when he's on the court versus when he's off the court, this dude is the best player in the league in the last 10 weeks.
That's why the scouts picked him up in the offseason. Now I see why they got him. Thank you, Joe.
Exactly why we picked up Joe. You know what I'm saying? We were scouting.
the podcast has been doing so much better since we got you, Joe. Thank you.
Look at you. Get the point at him like
that. Fucking Joe. See that, brother?
Yo! Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I didn't even know that was the on off or whatever. That's it, but that's pretty incredible. That really is dope.
I mean, it shows, man. It's definitely evident if you're watching this guy. Like, he's used to playing. I think when it was happening, when he was playing bad, like, you could hear it in his voice. Like, I think he just wasn't happy. Like, he didn't know what his role was. He didn't know what he was supposed to be doing.
And that comes in time. That's why I'm excited. Yeah. I always say midseason, and dudes start to pick up what it is they need to do.
And he had the Achilles. He had the Achilles, too, early in the year.
Right.
Which 100% impacted his game. That's 100%.
Bro, I hurt my Achilles like 2 weeks ago, and I'm still, like, wearing a walking boot because I'm scared to walk around without.
Dude, I hurt my Achilles years ago, and I can't. There's things I can't do like I used to do before. It's over. Seriously. You know how, like, you lean against the wall and you put like one foot on the wall. If the foot I hurt my Achilles on, I can't keep that. That can't be the one I got planted on the ground. I can't lean back on it.
That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. I went to the doctor. They was just like, "Nah, you all right here? Take this cane. Go ahead, man. Take some." Like, yo, I need the MRI, son. Y'all got
damn, that's crazy.
I went to the hospital. They ain't want nothing to deal with me. They was like, listen, man.
I'm ashamed to say I was watching the Knicks game and I jumped up a little bit too fast.
Did you, hurt yourself at the crib?
At the crib.
I thought you hurt yourself playing.
Playing.
Bro, he hurt himself relaxing in his living room.
No, it was the next game. Yeah. It was the next game that we lost. I definitely wasn't relaxing. So, I for sure. Listen, bro.
Oh man, Cap.
I got injured. It's basketball related, but it wasn't basketball related. Anyway, they're not. It's no joke, man. It takes you a while to get over, and you know, like he was missing layups at that point, and people were pissing. You know, like he was pissing people off.
Oh, I thought you said people were pissing.
He was pissing people off. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I did see one thing tonight that bothered me like a lot, bro.
Well, from it's kind of
not from Hartenstein. Just, so, and it's why I'm concerned about going into the playoffs without Julius. Obi Toppin was terrific tonight, right? Mm-hmm. One rebound, yeah.
Well, that was what I said. He's not a big rebounder.
One rebound in 33 minutes. That makes me nervous against a team that's going to present the size that Cleveland is going
to
present.
He did play a lot of minutes next to Mitch, though.
Still got to grab more than one rebound, though. One rebound?
Yeah.
One? But it's like one, bro?
He's usually the first one up the court once the ball turns over. So.
But that was my only issue with Obi, is that if you're going to be the guy who's going to be leaking out for dunks all the time, it will reflect on the stat sheet.
Yeah.
It will reflect on the stat sheet. Without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? So pick your poison. If this is what you want to do every single time the ball goes up, you want to leak out, understand that you will average around 2 to 3 rebounds a game as a power forward. And that's probably
fortunately for him, though, like with the Knicks, the way the Knicks rebound, like where their rebounding comes from. Like Quickly is a really good rebounder. Grimes is a good rebounder.
Hart
is a good rebounder. So there's like other guys that rebound so he don't have to.
And that's why he plays 12 minutes.
But if you, I heard you guys, I wasn't on, but I was listening. And you guys are talking about him like as a starter, like the potential of him being a starter. And it's like if he's going to be a starter, he's not going to be able to just be leaking out.
No. No.
Like his team's gonna need him on the glass, bro.
Yep. The same way we needed Mitch to stay in the game, so we need you to stay out of foul trouble. We don't need you jumping for blocks for every single time someone jumps in the lane. We don't need you trying to block everything. We need you to stay grounded and play good defense so you can stay in the game.
What is Julius averaging rebounds about?
I think 10 rebounds? 10. I think 10? It's 10 flat, isn't it?
Yeah, 10 on the dot.
And that's nice. Nice.
He's literally averaging 10. So you mean to tell me you gonna put in somebody who's averaging how many rebounds is Obi average? I don't want to do this to Obi, guys. Like I really don't.
I don't either. Because I thought Obi was outstanding tonight, and I think that Obi is important to this team. I was just thinking about it in reference to what you guys were discussing earlier about him being potentially a starter. Like If he's going to be a starter, some things will have to change. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, so, that's true. But like Joshua was saying, he don't think he get 15 to 20. And if he's leaking, I think he's not going to get the rebounds. But I think if he is leaking out and he has a good game where he's getting those fast breaks, he could easily get 15 to 20 points.
No. But, you know why? Because people already picked up that's
okay. Yeah, people can on that, bro. That's why you don't see it as often.
Yeah, as a backup, they've already picked it up.
Yeah, so, teams already know that what he's trying to do. I'm worried about in a series against Cleveland, because that's where we're going to be playing. When you got Evan Mobley and Jared Allen on the offensive glass, he's your starting power forward because Julius is still out. And this guy is running down the court and Evan Mobley is tipping the ball.
Yeah. I mean, that's not what you want at all. We got to figure out. I'm trying to find this like per 36 would be. Hold on. Because, you know, like, he averages 2.7 rebounds per game right now. That is not to be desired by anybody. I think, all right, so per 36, he would be averaging, they say. What? Oh, I looked at the wrong part. Oh, yeah, okay. They're saying he's averaging. No, no, that's not the wrong one. They're showing what he's doing right now. What is the per 36? Oh, that is per 36. He's averaging 14.20. That's not showing me anything. They're just telling me his stats now, which is 6.6 points, 2.7 rebounds, and 0.8 assists. I need to see the per 36. It's not showing me. Anyway, long story short, there's a lot that would be desired. Dre.
Yeah, my battery is like this. Come on. I got another one charged up. I'm gonna just have to be out. I'm gonna have to have a blank screen for a couple minutes.
I just wanted to make sure everything was okay, Joe.
I'm trying it for the first time. I got this old camera I'm doing it with, and it's just like this. Go ahead.
I just didn't want to make sure, you know, the screen went black and come back and the chair spinning again.
Yeah, I already did that. You ain't catch it.
I got it right here, Cap. So per 36, he averages 6.8 rebounds a game.
As a starter.
That's just per 36.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. If he's our starter, like, you're treating it different. Like, you're having a different conversation with him.
And also teams are game planning for him.
Exactly.
Right.
I think that's the big difference right there.
Yeah, and they, I'm like, yo, you got to stay for the rebound. I'm sorry, I know you like to do that. Every now and again, go ahead, do your thing. But you gotta grab some rebounds. We need that.
What's his plus minus 36, Jose says? Joe,
it's plus minus for 36. Jeez, now y'all really like.
Yeah, yo, you're the numbers guy. you see how you found it?
I think he's asking how is it in 36 minutes.
Well, yeah, that's what he's looking for. He has to look at the per 36. He's usually playing with the second team. I mean, if he's usually playing with the second team, it's going to be good because they're usually pretty good, especially defensively. They're a lot better than the starting.
Yeah, game. A lot of people say that they're the best bench in the league.
Yeah. But, excuse me. anyway. Oh, they got Dre. Damn. They got Dre. But anyway, we can move on real quick until Joe pops up with that info.
Nah, go ahead. Don't wait for me. the show must go on.
The show must go on. So Emmanuel quickly, man. The guy tonight just played, you know, like he's been playing the past few games. You know what I mean? And that's you know, someone that we've been pondering, should he be starting? You know what I'm saying? Like, he 22 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 of 6 from the 3-point line, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 8 of 18 from the field. You know, he took a lot of shots. He didn't miss more than he took. Then he made, but you know, negative 2 plus minus. But the thing about quickly is he's just always available, bro. He's always in the right spot. You know what I mean? He's always gonna play hard. And he's just always, he's always in the passing lanes. He just plays hard, man. And he's young. To have a lot of these young guys play the way he play, you know, that play the way they play, it's just very, that's something that we've been looking for a long time. I remember for years we were saying we don't have a bench or any youth on our squad that, you know what I'm saying, is worth anything. You know what I mean? Like, we look at the past, you know, it's funny, I think for the MSG 150, Bill Pito was, which is on MSG, he was showing stats of Portland and they were showing Kevin Knox. Kevin Knox had a good game over there. And it's like, yo, Kevin Knox has like one good game a year. It's like, damn, bro, like, if that. And it's like, damn, bro, like, that used to be what we were banking on. We were banking on Kevin Knox to be good.
Yeah.
and Frank Ntilikina. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that's why now, like,
Frank Ntilikina be looking horrible since he was a Dallas. It's like, oh, bro, my God.
Bro, like, we really were fighting. It was like Knicks versus Knicks chats, guys talking about, like, yo, you don't know basketball, Frank Ntilikina, Like, bro, like, this was really going on. This was really going on. And then now, like, he goes to Portland. He's like, he barely plays. He's playing now because nobody's playing. And then you look at who we got, and we're playing meaningful basketball, and you got Grimes scoring the way he's going quickly.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Even Obi, who's not really getting any minutes, but when he gets the opportunity, you see what he does, 20-plus points. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the position we've always wanted to be in, to have the pieces to just say that we can be in the fight for a long time. You know what I mean? Like, it's the problem with the 2012-2013 team with me that I was always scared of was, like, how long can this hold up? Because it's like, yeah, it's cool to get excited, but, like, can I really get excited? Like, how long?
Didn't last long at all.
Yeah, like, how long? And I asked myself that all season long. I'm like, all of these guys, you're bringing in all of these old guys. You got Rasheed Wallace. You got Kurt Thomas. You got Jason Kidd. I'm like, what is going on? Like, how long are y'all planning on doing this? Is this really going to last? How is this going to last? They weren't even making it, like, week to week. Like, they were playing one game a week, like Rasheed and Kurt. It was like, what is going on, y'all? What are we doing? They were a good team.
The point where they said that we had the oldest team in the league.
We had the oldest team in the league.
Oh, it was the oldest team in the league. Yeah.
And that was my thing. Like, I loved the squad. We were winning. But I said, all right, even if we go far or whatever happens in the postseason, can we run it back? Is there a such thing as running it back with this squad? Is it possible? And hell no, we could not run it back. We lost half the team immediately. Ooh. Kurt, Jason Kidd retired and became a coach. Oops, like, yeah. Just like that. And that was my thing. Like, all right, I know, don't ever get too excited until y'all got some youth that you can really count on. And it didn't happen until now. Like, we really didn't have that until now, bro. Like, and that's, it really feels good to see that. Sometimes it's still like, you'll pinch me. Like, is this really happening kind of thing? You know what I mean? But I don't know. That's just me. How do y'all feel about the youth that we have, even without guys like Brunson playing a lot of games and Julius playing a lot of games and even RJ, they can still put out these kind of performances?
I've always loved that because I talked about that before. When you have young guys, you can make them play some hard D. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. They could get out there. They could run back and forth. When you have that youth, they don't mind. They could. Who was it? I think, what's his name? I think Quentin Grimes had 40 minutes this game.
Yeah, I think I had like 39. What?
I think he had over 40 minutes. Q Grimes.
41
minutes, 41. Bro. When you got young players, you could do that. You could beat them up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You got them out there, and you make them play because these dudes are hustlers. That's what I love. That's what they got. We got dogs.
Yep.
And even though Hart isn't as young, like, you know what I mean? He's a dog. Like, I feel like you got to have those guys on the squad. So these young dudes, Mitchell Robinson is still young. He's developing. He's getting better. You know what I'm saying? Incrementally, he's getting better. But these young guys, man, you could run them out there. Like, if you're telling these young guys, I need you to play some defense and make some differences out there and go after every rebound, they're going to go out there and they're going to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to go out there and they're going to hustle. And that's what we got. We got hustlers on the table. These dudes are not fancy dudes who are used to scoring 30, 40, and they want to be the guy scoring. They're going to go out there and do what young people do and hustle and get you what you need.
So real quick, OB's total plus minus this season is 37.
Wow.
I thought it would be a little bit more, just considering who he plays with.
Right.
Is that good? Joe, tell me what you feel about
that. Yeah, I don't know what to do with that number.
What is the average? What is league average, would you say?
At this point in the season? I'm not sure, but
what would be a bad number that you would look at and be like, oh, he's terrible?
I mean, he's on the positive side. So, I mean, it's not a bad number. I just expected it to be more, but he don't play a lot of minutes either.
That's true.
So you got to take that into consideration.
This is why I feel like if he was playing more.
But I mean, ultimately, the team is better with him on the court, and that's—I guess—that's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah. Ultimately, that's a fact. Clearly, by the numbers, it says that. I don't know, man. Like, it's and that's the thing. Like, Hart is 28, like you said, and he's one of the oldest guys in the team. Julius is what, 28? Brunson's 26.
28. Yeah.
Brunson's 26. Mitch is 25.
Like, just turned 25.
Just turned 25. Got another kid in the way. He still got some growing to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
RJ's traded.
RJ's right. Right. Talk to me.
No, wait, I'm sorry. RJ's how old?
I don't know. He's 20,
22.
He's
22. 20 trade year old, yeah.
20 trade, as Dre would say. Listen, bro, I'm hoping RJ turns it around, but if he's not,
I am too.
If he doesn't turn it around,
I hope so too.
He will be traded.
Yeah,
like let's just say that. Let's just put that out there.
I think that
I want RJ to turn it around.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna tell you exactly what's happening right now, RJ. We made the playoffs.
Yeah,
this dude got the playoffs to show what he could do. He better show up. He better be like
facts.
He better
but
be.
Yeah, big, can I say something? Can I just say something, man?
Yeah.
I think that some of the RJ criticism is not fair. I think that it's gotten to the point now where it has taken on a life of its own, and everything he does gets criticized. If he misses a open jump shot, it's like the end of the world. Like him missing a. What drives me crazy, if you're going to ask me what drives me crazy about RJ, is more of like some of these like inexplicable turnovers. But it's getting to the point now where like if the guy misses a shot, it's like the end of the world. Like him being 0 for 8 in the first half, you would like that to be better, but it's not like the Knicks are not sinking because of RJ. You know what I mean? And even in that game that he just recently had where he was 0 of 8 in the first half, he was 4 or 5 in the second half. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's gotten a wee bit carried away. Right, to whereas if you go on Twitter, bro, I'm not just talking about Twitter. I'm talking about everything that I see online, Facebook, Twitter, wherever.
I'm just saying
it's gotten a little bit crazy.
Cause I don't know. Like I told you, I really don't fuck with it too much when you go on the Twitter because people do get carried away. But my whole thing with RJ has always been his consistency. And for like you to say what drives you crazy is pop, 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 pop. We could talk about how he misses baskets. We could talk about his inconsistency. Whatever that may be, or whatever the reasons might be, he'll have an 0 for 8 in the first half. Then he'll turn it around to 4 or 5 in the second half. He'll disappear, or he'll be benched in the fourth quarter. And sometimes we don't know why, but we could imagine why he's not playing in the fourth quarter. Like the coach benches him. He's supposed to be, for a minute, he's supposed to be the second best player. He got paid more than Julius this year. That was like a whole thing about what this team saw in RJ Barrett. Draft being drafted number 3, even though it wasn't a strong draft class, and then for him to get this contract, for him to get the minutes that he gets, whatever the case, that he gets benched or whatever the case. So a lot of it isn't because I don't know about how crazy people out there are getting. I don't know what they're saying. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know if they're saying, "Yo, he misses a shot," but that clip says a lot. When he missed that free throw, when they had him mic'd up, and he was talking about, now he benching me. Like you playing.
Oh, no, that was a three-point shot at the buzzer.
At the buzzer.
Like, I'm not going to go back in.
I'm not getting back in. And it's that. Yeah. It's like, all right, bro, come on, like, get for real. Like, stop playing. You know, that type of thing. And that's, you know, Joe, I'm not saying what you're saying is, you know, what you're saying is not real. Or, you know, dudes probably, but that's Knicks fans too. And, you know, we was just talking about, everybody's talking about trading Hartenstein. Everybody's talking about, I was one of the people saying that we should trade Julius. Especially that year with the spin moves and so forth and so on. But now we got a point guard that makes it more digestible when you have a player like Julius Randle. You know what I'm saying? So with Julius Randle being hurt, I'm hoping to see more from Obi Toppin because it wouldn't matter. We 2-0 without Julius, not to say that we could lose the next 3 games or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. And I'm the first person I've come on here and said, like, yo, these crazy like starts where he's like 0-for-8, 1-for-10, like those can't be. It's not that they can't happen, it's how often they happen.
Yeah,
that I think,
but that's my thing.
Is the most bothersome.
That all falls under that consistency thing. I don't know what it is when a player is like missing wild layups like that, especially somebody whose game I think is strongest when they go into. Because I love when RJ Barrett goes to the basket. Mm-hmm. I love it. I think that's his game. But then you missing layups, dude. Like, it's wild.
See, and that's
I agree with that, Jose. And that's where we want him to take the leap, right? And you always say it, Cap. It's his playmaking, bro. Like, if he ever leans into that part of his game, and like, because I think that's what this team needs from him more than anything. Like, I don't think they need like crazy scoring. If he ever leans into like the playmaking part of his game and leans into like just being a role player, playing defense and stuff like that, you're right though. He probably can't do it. You want to know why he probably can't do it? Because since he was 13 years old, he's been groomed to become a star. And you know what I mean? He was the number one guy in his class coming into college. Like, he's been a big deal. So now you're telling him to take a step back from what he always dreamed that he was going to be. I just think it's hard.
Right.
But well, I put it like this. I say this though, Ricky. Yeah. I don't think he can't do it. I won't write him off.
I'm going to write him off, and I'll tell you why. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm going to write him off, and I'll tell you why. And I mentioned this a couple times. Like, there's some things that can't be taught. Like, there's people who are athletic, and then there's people who just have like a high IQ for basketball. And I don't think he has that high IQ for basketball in the sense that he's thinking, and I always compare it to myself. Like, I'm never going to be like a really great basketball player, besides the fact that I'm not athletic and I'm not tall. But the fact that I think about everything before I do it, like when you see IQ out there, who did they mention? They said, I think it was IQ. Like, it was Grimes. He waits to see what the defense is going to allow, and then he attacks. He doesn't have a set plan just yet. And he can respond to whatever the defense gives him. I don't think RJ can do that. I think he's athletic, yeah, but like to Jose's point, like his head is down. He's doing what he's going to do. He said, okay, I'm going to do this. So he's going to go out and do it. And if it doesn't work, then he looks for the foul. And I think that's a major part to why he doesn't play consistently, because he's not reading the game. He's already has his mindset set on what he's going to do, and then that's it. I don't know if he could ever figure it out. But a lot of people do say he's young. He's young. He'll figure it out. He's 22, this and that. So, you know. But
I've always said that. Agreeing with you, Ricky, I've always said that. Like, at this point, we kind of know who RJ Barrett is. But on the other hand, I'm hoping that there's like a higher point that he gets to a point where something clicks and he like learns. So, whether it's him already figuring what he thinks he's going to do, what he knows he can do, or he can improvise better, or whatever the case, whatever it is, I feel like RJ Barrett is RJ Barrett, just like Julius Randle is Julius Randle. Whether you have the players around you that help that kind of part of your game, or whatever else. So, Joe, we started with the whole, you feel like it's overplayed with everybody, you know, every time he misses a shot, everybody's going to miss a shot. But that's me. I'm not the guy on Twitter talking, beating up on RJ Barrett. You know what I'm saying? But I think what we got from him, though, is what we got from him. Agreeing with Ricky.
And we can't expect sports criticism to be fair. So I mean, there's always going to be.
I mean, these guys make a lot of money, so sometimes it's not going to be fair, bro.
Right.
That's just how it is. Well, I think we've said as much as we can say about tonight's game.
We made the playoffs.
We made the playoffs.
We're getting there, boy.
Not done yet. But we in there.
We still got three games left and we made the playoffs.
Unfortunately, we still got a lot of work to do with some things in our offense and our defense. Like, we won tonight. But we got some work to do. And
Brooklyn not going away.
And Brooklyn's not going away. We still got to win games.
Yo, did you look at their schedule, though?
They played
we talked about it. They played Magic twice. They
played a Magic twice. And then they play how many more games?
They play Minnesota. They have three games. They play Minnesota.
And Magic.
I think that's their next game. Nah, it's not the Magic twice. They play the Magic and then they play the Sixers. the last game of the season. Yeah.
Nah, I thought I saw on the schedule they played Magic twice.
Huh. Interesting.
Unless they got four games left, which I think
they do. They might. Let me see what the hell's going
on today. So they got Minnesota. They got Detroit, Orlando,
Detroit.
And then the 76ers.
Okay, that was the other game, man. I didn't know about the Detroit game.
Okay, so Detroit, Orlando, and 76ers.
So if they win that Minnesota game, right? Like, to me, the Knicks got to go out and beat the Pacers, man, in this next game.
Yeah.
Because then this shit gets dragged out. Because if they beat Minnesota, you assume they're going to beat Detroit. You see where I'm going with this? Like, this shit is going to drag out into the weekend, and I'd rather not, yo. So if the Knicks go get a win, they could put this team away, man. Put them out their misery.
That's what I said. We were saying earlier, I don't know if we did that before you logged on, but we were saying we got at least, we just got to get one.
What's the magic number? The magic number is one or two?
It's still one.
So we just need one more win. Because
they won and we won tonight, so it's still one.
So they almost lost.
They almost lost. Yo, they almost lost that game. They were up 20 and they lost that lead and ended up winning by one.
Did you see the debacle by the Timberwolves tonight?
Nah, what happened?
They was so the Blazers were -19.5.
Oh yeah, I saw that they got a big loss to them. Stupid.
Yeah, it was like the biggest like odds that a team has beat. So
it was up 19 and lost.
NBA team. No. The plus minus and the betting odds were -19.5.
Oh.
Minnesota. Yeah, and they won.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know anything about those betting odds and those numbers. I'm always confused. They'd be like, yo, they have -250. I'd be like, all
right. I just know that if it's a minus, that means they're more likely to win. And if it's positive, they're more likely to lose.
Basically, they were supposed to, Vegas had them losing by more than 19 points. And they won.
Oh, you're talking about the spread. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. That makes sense. Well,
speaking of our spreads, by the way, before we go, the 39.5 that they had us doing this year, Vegas.
We blew that shit out.
Vegas had us at 39.5 wins.
They said we're going to win 39.5 games.
I'm just going to end the show with this.
Bench grind.
But hold up, but beginning of the season, I said 42-42, and we did better than I thought, and I was being optimistic with the 42 win.
I think
you remember 42. That episode when we were talking about the Knicks is going to be before the season started. We was like, yo, 40 wins, 42
win. People were like, 40's too high.
Yeah, I said 43.
I said 43. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody said 38.
I know I did one over 50, 500. I did one over 500, which is 43. That's the only way, because I was like, we ain't not going 500. That's not happening.
Jose Garcia said, bench Facebook.
That's funny. Bench Facebook, yo. But listen, we gonna knock him out the park on, what day is that? Do we play them? Hold on, let me just double check. The Pacers, we played them on Wednesday. You play Pacers on Wednesday.
Wednesday, Sunday.
Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. So they got a good little break. They don't have to play until Wednesday. They off tomorrow and Tuesday. They play Wednesday, they play Friday, and then they play Sunday. And then that's it. The last game is the home game. The next two are away games. We got to win. Well, we don't got to. I would like for us to beat the Pelicans. Brandon Ingram has been playing his ass off.
Yeah, he's been playing really well.
Yo, by the way, that's another reason why I want to get this out the way. Because the Pelicans have been playing really good ball lately.
Yeah.
So you don't want to let's not drag this out. Get Brooklyn out of there.
We got to beat the Pelicans. We need that.
I don't care who we beat. Just beat somebody.
Beat somebody so that we don't got to worry about the Nets. Yeah. That's it. Like, we definitely got to beat the Pacers. and just hope that Brooklyn loses next game, and then that's it. We out of here.
But these teams that's not going to the playoffs is going to be gunning now. They like, oh, you made the playoffs? Watch this.
But that's my thing. Like, that's the thing that sucks is like their front office is like, okay, let's bench the good guys so that we can actually get a higher spot in the lottery. And then these guys come out here and start playing better than the guys that they already had in it. You know what I'm saying? And we've seen that happen plenty of times with the Knicks. Yeah. We're playing games at the end of the year when we're trying to get better lottery position. It's been happening plenty of times in history.
So. That's because those guys that they put in there, those guys is playing for their careers a lot of the times.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a livelihood right here. I could dig it.
And that's another thing. You can't expect Nembhard or whatever his name is to come in and not try to go crazy.
Jose Garcia, Josh Hart was.
Oh, he
available. He was available to return tonight.
They
didn't throw him back in there.
Yeah, he just got a wrap. He just got a wrap, and then he went back to the bench, so he was good. But that's it, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning into the Garden Knicks podcast. Please bench Grimes.
Yeah, he got no business dropping 21 points starting.
Crazy. Why would we have a good player and not start
40 something minutes?
Why would valuable we have a minutes player, a good two-way player at that?
Because if one player does well, the other player definitely has to go to the bench. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah, we got something to the bench. This way we could win games.
Kidding me? Anyway, I'm looking forward to Grimes getting some playoff experience. I'm looking forward to Josh Hart getting playoff experience.
Yeah, he has none.
He has none?
Yes,
he's gonna go crazy.
Could you imagine him in the playoffs?
He's gonna go crazy.
Well, in the Garden, imagine much longer.
Listen. All I'm saying is, it's about to get real. These guys, especially Julius and RJ, who got damn near gentleman sweep. I need to see y'all with that energy, with that we back in the playoffs because we got our ass beat last time and handed to us. Y'all need to show the hell up, especially RJ. You have to. This is your time. This is your moment to show it. And this is a national stage. It's not just Knicks fans watching no more. Everybody will be watching.
Yep.
So, time to show and prove. It's time to show and prove. Now, go out there, handle our business. Hopefully, RJ can get over the little sickness, a little cold, the stomach, whatever, flu, virus, whatever it is, and he can be good. But show and prove. That's all I'm saying. Until next time, y'all have a great night. Peace.
Playoffs?
Are you talking about playoffs? Kidding me.
Playoffs?
Speaking of, we're going to end out on the right note. We're going to end out on the right note for y'all, man.
And finally, just give me your hot take, like your big prediction for this year.
Oh, we make the playoffs. My hot takes. It's not even a hot take. We're making the playoffs. We have to make the playoffs. We have to.
Just find a way to win. That's the bottom line.
Playing hard, playing for my team, just bringing energy every day, every game.
Stick with the process, getting better every day.
Keep pushing, try to take it day by day.
One day at a time.
One play at a time.
We just worry about the next game. Just got to build each day.
The approach stays the same, whatever it takes to win.
One day at a time.
Just going out there, playing hard, leaving it all out there.
And continue to learn, continue to grow while we're winning.
Playing unselfish, playing for one another, kind of playing for something bigger than themselves.
We just got to continue to make ourselves better as we keep going forward.
Play together, play hard. Focus on winning that game, winning the next game. You just keep winning.
Winning is way more fun than fun is fun.